Good evening and welcome to Indie Radio News, the weekly radio news program from The Independent, a free progressive monthly newspaper and online news site based here in New York. We cover social justice movements and the issues they are fighting for, both here in the city and around the world. We are your hosts, Elia Grahan and Lydia McMullen-Laird. Today we talk about the New York Police Department's announcement on Tuesday, December 4th, that it was going to acquire 14 drones and plan to utilize them in policing efforts across the city, and has 29 officers who are trained to use these unmanned aerial vehicles, or UAVs. The objective of these new tools is to map crime scenes, monitor large events, and aid search and rescue operations. A number of groups, including ACLU, have shown their concerns about this new methodology. To talk more about the implications of the new method of monitorization, we talk to Dan Gettinger. Dan is the founder and co-director of the Center for the Study of the Drone, an interdisciplinary research and education institution at Bard College. Dan is a non-resident fellow at the Modern War Institute at West Point, an expert at the Forum on the Arms Trade, and the co-founder of the Drone Research Network. Thank you for joining us, Dan.
Thanks for having me.
As mentioned in the New York Times article that was published last Tuesday, law enforcement agencies across the country have adopted aerial drones to map crime scenes, monitor large events, and obviously aid in operations. Can you talk to us a little bit about these organizations that have already been using drones and sort of what their methodology is in implementing these drones?
Yeah, thank you. So over 900 public safety agencies across the country have acquired drones of various types. Most of these drones are the same type of drones that you can find in your local technology store. They're consumer-type drones, easily accessible and easily flyable. These are not military-grade drones. These are very recognizable systems. About two-thirds of the agencies, of the 900 agencies that have acquired drones, according to our data, are law enforcement agencies, so that is state, local, police, and sheriff's departments. Most agencies that have acquired drones are in suburban or rural areas. There are not that many metropolitan areas that have acquired drones, but as we can see with the NYPD, that interest is rising among larger metropolitan police departments.
Why would you say that large metropolitan areas have not started using drones?
Well, it can be very complicated to fly drones in a crowded urban space, both from an FAA regulatory standpoint as well as from a safety standpoint. The FAA prohibits flying in drones near airports without special permission, and obviously in a place like New York City, that can be complicating. It doesn't permit flying drones over crowds of people or at night, again, without special permissions. So it can be difficult to implement a drone program in a crowded urban space where you have lots of vehicles, lots of buildings, lots of impediments, as well as the regulatory limitations on using drones. And really a lot of the interest in using drones among public safety was search and rescue to begin with. It's changed over time, but the initial interest was among a lot of more rural areas, more rural sheriffs, who wanted to use drones to be able to get, to navigate some more rural areas in their jurisdiction.
I guess one of the things that concerns most of the population or the New Yorkers is the information that is taken through the drones as captured. How can we control it, and how can we make sure that it only surveils the targeted scene that, in that case, the New York Police Department is looking for?
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's certainly... drones are, like many other video technologies, video surveillance technologies, they're in that same family. So in many respects, although drones are an aerial capability, they're a new and evolving technology, they share a lot of characteristics with other types of video surveillance technologies. So I think, finding ways of better understanding the ways that drones are being used and sort of the context in which drones are being used could help limit potential abuses of this technology. I think it's It's unusual. It's sort of, as I said, unusual to see drones, you know, being used a lot in urban spaces. But also the Fire Department, NYFD, has also used drones in the past. So perhaps looking at their previous use cases and seeing how then, as an example of how drones might be used in urban space, might be a good place to start.
That's a good point. And also learning from where drones are also being used, I wonder the information that's taken, how can we make sure that it's not used as unlawful surveillance? And how is the information taken by the NYPD able to be used in a court hearing or in terms of criminalizing a certain scene?
I know certain states in the past couple of years have passed laws that limit the ways that the data that's collected by drones can be used, as well as the ways that drones can be used themselves. So there has been some action on the state level across the country to place some restrictions on this technology when it's used by law enforcement. In terms of how the NYPD might use drones in legal cases, I'm not so sure because it's not that common to see that so far. But certainly in the past, across the country, drones have been used to chase suspects, to locate suspects, or perhaps in more tactical situations. We could see the use of that in New York. Certainly, the type of drones that they bought, the Mavic, is a very portable system. So you can imagine it being deployed, more frequently than a heavier system.
Interesting. So the chosen drones are lighter in general to be able to fly, I guess, higher up.
Well, there's a limit on how high any drone can fly, but most of the drones that the NYPD got are these smaller systems. They did get one larger system, the Matrix, also made by the Chinese company DJI, and that can carry more sophisticated sensors, heavier sensors. But the Mavic is a small drone. It's got foldable wings, so you can throw it in a backpack. So it's really designed to be ultra portable. And that has really appealed to a lot of law enforcement agencies around the country, because it's so portable, it can fit, it can be carried easily or fit easily into a patrol car.
And I guess my last question, Dan, is as citizens of New York, is there any way that one can sort of protect themselves from being surveilled by a drone?
Well, I think I think there are already limitations on that capability. The technology in itself creates limitations today. As I mentioned, these are consumer systems. They're not designed to surveil for hours at a time. They're really designed for short-term uses. So there are limitations how the technology can be used already placed by the technology and by regulations. And also the environment of New York City can make it difficult to be surveilled from a drone with all the buildings and other impediments. So I'd say there are already, plenty of limitations on the potential for drones to be used for surveillance. But certainly, as I mentioned before, this is a very dynamic technology, and it'll be important to see how the uses evolve and the technology evolves.
Well, thank you so much, Dan, for this update on the NYPD's new acquisition of 14 drones.
Thank you for listening. You can catch us every Monday at 6 p.m. right here on WBAI 99.5 FM for all the latest from Indie Radio News. You can find this month's print edition of The Independent at our outdoor news boxes across the city and in local libraries, independent bookstores, and social movement centers. Follow all our latest coverage online at independent.org, that's Indie with a Y, and via social media. To let us know what you think of today's show, send news tips, or find out how to subscribe to The Independent's print edition, we can be reached at 212-904-1282 or contact@independent.org. Thank you so much to WBAI for hosting our show, and see you next week.